one last look in the mirror, make sure everything is absolutely perfect. Why am I so nervous? First time having him in my home. Okay. I've got the drinks, check. I've got the snacks, check. Fire, I can start that one maybe a little later. My heart is beating like a mile a minute. Okay, I just gotta shake it off, calm down. Okay. Hey, I'm glad that you could make it. I know that you've been really, really busy lately. Yeah, I know. I know. But I'm really glad that you're here. Sorry, I'm like, why don't you come on it? I'll just close the door. Do you want me to take your coat? I will be a grand hostess, I promise. Oh, it's a very nice coat. Trench coats are always dark and mysterious. Oh, please. But you've always been such a sweetheart. Come on now. You don't have a dark, serious bone in your body, please. Anyways, here, I'll just take that off your hands, and, you know, now you get to finally see my humble abode. Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. Okay, I guess I'm not so much a spider, at least, but you get the gist. Yeah, it's small, it's quaint, you know, I'm just one person, so I won't have a grand palace. Yeah, you can just leave your shoes at the door. That's perfectly fine. Oh my gosh, those socks are so cute. Yes. Yep. Yeah. I'm definitely a nerd. I love me some Star Wars. Star Wars socks are fantastic. They would look better on my floor. No, I'm kidding. I know that was a terrible joke. Oh, goodness. Yeah, definitely. I can give you a tour. Actually, you know, maybe we should just, like, you want to start with, like, a bottle of wine or something? I've got one chilled, white wine, Moscato. It's really nice. It's kind of, like, between, like, a champagne and an ice wine because it's sweet, but there's, like, a little bit of fizz. Yeah, okay, I'll go grab that. You just wait right here. I will pour us both a glass. So, did you have any trouble finding the place? No? Good. I'm really glad that you're here. For you, a toast. How about you think of one? I wonder what you'll come up with. To us, of course. Expected. To a good night, yes. I think that is appropriate. I will definitely cheers and raise my glass to that. But right, the tour. Okay, so you've seen the front hallway, you've seen the front door, you know by which you came in and which you will eventually leave. Let me just take you to the next room, the living room. Yeah, I don't have a great deal of furniture. I like open spaces. It's easier. Yeah. Yes, that is a writing table. I like to write. You know, it's been one of my passions for a while. Yeah. Oh my gosh, of course you had to bring that up. Yeah, we did meet in a chat room. I know. Yes. Yes, I remember the topic. Yeah, Gone Wild Audios. Yeah, I remember. Now look at us. So yeah, living room, two couches, both fold out into a bed. Not that I'm trying to say anything, just, you know, great for entertaining. But if you come this way, this is the kitchen, quaint little thing. This is the stove. Okay, yeah, the kitchen. Yes, I do like to keep things. I have a strange color palette, I know. Nothing really matches, but I kind of like it that way. Let me actually show you to the bathroom, which is just through here. Yeah. So, yeah, this is the bathroom. Yeah, I wish I had a bigger tub. Oh, big tubs are absolutely wonderful things. Yes. Yes, you're right. There is one room missing from this tour. I saved the best for last, of course. Oh. Oh my, you are giving me the vapors. Yeah, come this way, I'll show you to the bedroom. And yep, this is the bedroom. Mildly embarrassing. Yes, I do have a lot of pillows and a lot of stuffed animals. You would be right. Is that you want to know if there's a reason for this? Well, there is. It's a kind of embarrassing story. Of course, you want to know it. Well, ever since I was little, I've always loved stuffed animals. My first stuffed animal was a seal, and I went everywhere with it. My second stuffed animal was a dog that I named Tearsy because he had one little plastic tear glued to his cheek, and he had like the saddest expression. And then from then on, I loved collecting things, bears, tigers especially, just any manner of stuffed animal. You know, they're so soft and cuddly, but yes, there is a little bit. No, I know. I know that doesn't sound embarrassing. That's not the embarrassing part. I guess I've always had an affinity for don't know how to put it. Well, you see, there's like no easy way or non-weird way of putting this. So I used to like to kind of hump them. from that early on, it's it was just kind of the idea of the same sensation as when you're touching yourself, but not. It's kind of like having someone else touch you when you don't have someone else there. It definitely made it feel different. Yes. Yes, of course I came when I did it. Well, you know, I do love having my clit stimulated. You're making me blush here. Okay, do you want me to introduce you to them? Oh my God. Okay. So this is Seal, who I named Seal. He's the oldest one, as you can see, he's pretty ratty. No, I did not hump him, thank you very much. I think it was because he was just, I don't know, too special, maybe just not humpable. He's small, as you can see, and it would have been a little awkward. Yeah. This one here is Tearsy. Yes, I did hump this one. This is White Bear. Can you see that, like, the names were not terribly? I know, I wasn't very creative when I was super little. This one's a little stuffed bear, a little with horns and a demon, trident, a pitchfork. I named her Desdemona. This one is Big Ben because he's a big bear. And he's got a little British flag, like embroidered on his chest. Which one was my favorite one to hump? Okay, well, that would be Big Ben. Yeah, cause he like what? Cause he felt like a almost full sized human being type thing. This is so. Yes, okay, it was he. Yes, obviously I had to be the one on top. What kind of question is I can't animate my bears. You want to know how? Oh. You want me to show you? So you're going to sit there and just watch me while while I get it on with Big Ben? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. You're serious. Oh my God. I can see that you're serious. Wow. You look like you're a little hard right now. I didn't know that this was going to turn you on. I'm not complaining. I'm definitely glad that I did. Okay. When you're a girl who's used to just fingers and small toys, it's definitely an eyeful. Can I touch it? Only if I promise that I'll show. I promise I'll show. It's so warm and it's so hard. I can feel it throbbing. It's making me wet that you want me this much. Wow. Haven't even done anything yet and I'm shaking. I wanted to touch it some more. You can sit right there and do I get to watch you while you masturbate? Of course you can watch me. I thought that was the whole point. Okay, well, just let me get out of my clothes. I usually only did this with panties on. Did you want me to keep them on, or did you want me to take them off? Take them off. Oh, he's gonna get all wet. Yeah, I see. That's the point. Okay. Okay. Well, let me just unhook my bra, toss that to the side, pull down my panties, get on top of the bed. Grab Ben. Feels a little weird. He's, how does he feel? He's soft and squishy. And now he's a little wet. Yeah, I guess it's a little strange that a fox girl would be humping a bear. Sometimes, I know, maybe those moans sound a little weird. You like them? Sometimes the fox girl comes out a bit. Maybe if you stroke your cock the same speed, it'll be like I'm humping you, like the bear version of you. That would be nice. Nice and slow. You want me to go faster? Because you want to go faster. Maybe. Oh. Okay.